This tree makes the best paper.
Patterson Clark is leading me through Whitehaven Park in Northwest DC. Clark spends about 40 hours a year volunteering with the National Park Service to clear invasive plants out of DC's forests.
Local plants and animals depend on native vegetation for food, so they're not adapted to this exotic invasive vegetation.
Only instead of leaving the stems and shoots on the ground to decay, Clark takes the trimmings back to his art studio and transforms the weeds into works of wonder.
Let me show you my source of blue here. This is Asiatic day flower.
Flowers' stems and shoots become supplies like paper, paints, inks, and even brushes.
If you take these bright blue petals, put them in a mortar and pestle with some water, grind it together, you get a beautiful sort of blue.
Clark's approach to art is truly a labor of love. Each piece he creates takes weeks, even months, to come together. Making a sheet of paper alone takes days.
So I'm experimenting with the fiber. I've done the beading. Now it's suspended in water.
He plunges the mold and decal into the water and lifts out the fibers on a tray.
And the fibers collect on top of the screen.
Then he presses it and leaves it to dry overnight.
There's this abundance of material out here that nobody wants. In fact, they want it gone. It's my curiosity about how to make something useful out of all this material.
Clark says many of the invasive plant volunteers he comes across call themselves weed warriors, but he prefers the term weed harvester.
I don't have a lot of hostility towards these plants. I'm just trying to work with them in a sustainable way. And in doing so, taking these plants out of the landscape and removing them helps with environmental restoration, and that's the bottom line there.
Well, that and making art.
I'll know I'm successful when I've run out of materials.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.